This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. On today's Raw Vlog, we're going to be talking about saying Insha'Allah after making dua. So a very common mistake that people make is that after making dua, they'll say Insha'Allah. So they'll say like, you know, may Allah give me this new job, Insha'Allah. Or especially when they're making dua for someone else. So if they're making dua for you, they'll say, you know, may Allah make this easy for you, inshallah. Now the Prophet ﷺ specifically told us not to make dua and then say inshallah after it. In a hadith mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, لَا يَقُولَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي إِنْ شِئْتْ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْنِي إِنْ شِئْتْ. Oh Allah, forgive me if you will. Oh Allah, have mercy on me, if you will. لَا يَعْزِمِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ said that you should be, that this person should be firm in what they're asking. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا مُكْرِهَ لَهُ. For Allah cannot be compelled or forced to do anything. So the point here is that if we say inshallah after asking something of Allah, it's almost like we are the ones who are giving Allah an option. So imagine like you tell a child, you say, hey, get me a glass of water, if you like. It's like saying, hey, I'm the one who's giving you an option. I could have forced you to do it, but I said, if you like, meaning it's up to you, I'm giving you the option. And that is not appropriate when we are speaking to Allah, when we are asking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, if it's an issue of doubt, then we should have no doubt. Prophet said, be firm in what you're asking about. In another hadith mentioned in Sunan At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijabah. He said that call upon Allah or ask of Allah while you are sure that Allah will respond to you. So when we ask something of Allah, when we make dua for something, we do not say inshallah. A point I've heard people bring up is, what about what we say to a person who has fallen ill or a person who is sick? The Prophet ﷺ taught us to say to them, La ba's tahurun insha'Allah. Don't worry, this is a purification insha'Allah. It is a purification if Allah wills. Now remember that the difference here is that you're not asking of Allah, you are informing this person about what is actually happening here. So you're saying to this person, whatever is going on here, this is a purification, and then you say insha'Allah, as long as Allah wills. So if you were to word it in a different way, if you were to say, may Allah make this a purification, then you wouldn't say inshallah. As for talking about things that will happen or things that are happening, yes, we say inshallah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. That do not say about something that I will do this tomorrow, except that you say inshallah, it is by the will of Allah that will happen, that I'll do it. I hope the difference is clear between the two. If you do have any questions about this, leave it in the comments below and I'll respond to some of the questions. Hopefully we can clarify this issue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.